Are you on top of your career professionally, but not on top of your health? If the answer is yes, the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast is ideal for you. You'll be empowered to increase your health, fitness and happiness, no matter how busy your schedule is. You will receive tips on how to incorporate stress reduction, exercise and healthy eating whilst traveling, entertaining clients or during office parties so that you can lead a healthier and happier life. Here's your host and producer, Gerald Smith.
Hi everyone, my name is Gerald Smith. Today I want to talk to you about what is the best diet. I'm going to first of all kick off by saying that this subject is all a case of opinion, and it's going to vary person to person who you speak to. But I'm going to talk about three different diets, and I'm going to give you my opinion on them. And the three diets we're going to talk about are the paleo diet, we're going to talk about the ketogenic diet, and we're going to talk about another diet which I like to use called metabolic typing. So I'm just going to really kick off first of all by introducing each diet, then talk about the benefits of each one, and then just giving you my opinion just to let you know, just to help you decide which diet to go ahead with, because there's so much conflicting information. I'm going to start off with the paleo diet. So what the paleo diet is, it's a diet where it's a high protein diet, low carb diet. So you're going to be eating good solid cuts of meat. So when I say good cuts of meat and good source of protein, I mean things that haven't been processed. So a sausage, for instance, has protein in it, but it's also been processed. They add sugars, they add salts, add all kind of preservatives, and they mix different parts of meat together as well, which totally throws off the fat profile altogether. So the paleo diet, as the name suggests, goes back to what you would have eaten when you was a caveman, and you're going to be eating meat, you're going to be eating vegetables, and very little carbohydrates, and you're taking out things like dairy products as well. That's the paleo diet, summarized very briefly. Then we have the ketogenic diet, which is, again, a great diet. So it's a high-fat, medium-protein, low-carb diet. And then the last diet, which I was going to mention, is the metabolic typing diet, which is a little bit more versatile. And what the metabolic type diet works on is what region of the world you're from will dictate how much protein you're going to have, because it's been found that some people, according to this diet, some people have a higher tolerance to carbohydrates, some people have a higher tolerance to a better tolerance of protein, where some people are somewhere in the middle. And first of all, looking at all three diets, in terms of which one you're going to go for, all three diets are very similar in nature, because they all go by the premise that if you're eating foods which have been on the planet for thousands of years, foods that you would have eaten when you was a caveman, back when we were hunter-gatherers, our body recognizes these foods and our body digests these foods. The problem is, and the reason why obesity has gone up, is because a lot of foods have been processed, and when we eat processed foods, our body doesn't recognize them in the same way it does something that's a natural type of food. So we're going to take, for instance, something called trans fats, for argument's sake. So that's something that's been modified. So a trans fat is where you take a vegetable oil and then you do a process where you add a hydrogen into this oil, where it becomes a hydrogenated fat and it becomes solid at liquid temperature. Now, this is a type of fat your body doesn't recognize. When this goes into your body, it strips your body of nutrients, because remember, there's certain vitamins in your body that are fat soluble, so that means that they're stored within your fat cell. So when you eat trans fats, your body doesn't recognize it. It tries to get rid of it as quickly as it can, but in the process, it removes all these vitamins from your fat, which are stored within your fat cells. So just to give you an example of, I mean, every single type of processed food will impact on you negatively, but in a different way. So by removing any processed foods from your diet, you're going to take away that negative impact, and you're going to be able to rebuild your gut health, And just let your cells and your whole body just start to heal and regenerate itself. So all three diets work on this premise. And people argue about, you know, you speak to the paleos or the ketogenic guys, and they'll argue that their diet's the best diet. But when you actually look at the evidence and you listen and you speak to people that are putting their clients on these diets, the results are all the same. You know, people on the ketogenic diet, they're reversing diabetes, they're getting better. People on the metabolic diet are getting the same results. And people on paleo diet, again, they're reversing diabetes and getting the same type of results. So when we're talking about what is the best diet, and we're looking at these three diets, I mean, my personal argument is that if the results are the same, then they're the same, the diets. And so it's just a case for you to work out which diet you understand the most, which diet's going to be easiest for you. Because as long as you are eating foods which are not processed and are natural, and the body's going to recognize it, the body will naturally heal itself and reset itself. And the most important thing really is where you're starting from. If you're starting from a very deconditioned position, then it's going to take a long time to get the results which have been reported by other users of these diets. Whereas if your body's not too badly conditioned, then obviously the results are going to come a little bit more quicker. So that is my take. All three diets, you're going to get the same type of result. It doesn't really matter too much whether you take high fat or high protein. In the long run, it's going to be good. In the long run, you're going to see results. There's other people. I had a guest on my podcast who actually argued that diet variation is probably the best. So what he meant is that, you know, you can try the paleo diet for 3 months and then switch to the ketogenic diet and then switch to maybe the vegan diet for a couple of months and just keep rotating the diet, because by getting those different fat contents and different protein content throughout the year, they're all going to have different properties. But my point is that as long as you are eating natural foods, the body's going to heal itself. So you decide which of these three diets are the best. I just want to touch on, before I leave, I just want to touch on the government guidelines. So the government guidelines are that you take a minimum amount of fat, you take most of your energy from carbohydrates, and 10 to 15% of your diet comes from protein. And all I'm going to say in conclusion is that obesity levels have been rising since 1970s. They've blamed fats. The government have blamed fats for the cause of the weight loss problem. Fats have been reduced significantly over the last few years, over the last 40 years, but obesity has still been on the rise for the last 40 years. So I'm going to leave you to just chew that over yourself and just to consider the impact of the diet which the government are recommending. It clearly isn't working. You know, the government will defend this, and I do believe that there are some people where the government recommendations are good enough. But then for most people in the world, most people in the UK, most people in the States, it just isn't working. Obesity's on the way up. So also, you know, that's just something to think about. Just think critically and make your decision as to how you're going to proceed in your weight loss goals. I'm going to assume that if you're watching this video, it's because you tried the government recommendations. It hasn't worked for you. So all you need to do now is just do the study of one, as I like to call it, which is where you're going to put the information that I've given you into this video, and try it on yourself and see how it works on your body.
Are you on top of your career professionally, but not on top of your health? If the answer is yes, the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast is ideal for you. You'll be empowered to increase your health, fitness and happiness, no matter how busy your schedule is. You will receive tips on how to incorporate stress reduction, exercise and healthy eating whilst traveling, entertaining clients or during office parties, so that you can lead a healthier and happier life. Here's your host and producer, Gerald Smith.